Backflash, a Parker novel by Richard Stark. Forward by Lawrence Block. Narrated by Keith Sarabiga. Forward. In 1997, Donald Westlake published Comeback, his 17th novel about a professional thief named Parker. The title was remarkably apt, as 23 years had come and gone since Butcher's Moon, the 16th book in the series. When Parker returned in Comeback, it was as if he'd never left. He was still very much himself, still happily coupled with Claire, still doing the same sort of work and leading the same kind of life between engagements. Nor was his return that of an old performer managing one last star turn before slipping into permanent retirement. On the contrary, he was back with a vengeance, and in the next decade, 7 more novels rolled out of their author's typewriter, a Smith Corona manual portable, in case you were wondering, and took their place on bookstore shelves. Backflash followed Comeback a year later, and was followed in turn by Flashfire, Firebreak, and Breakout. Does a subtle pattern begin to emerge? Don liked a certain amount of gimmickry in series titles, and the gimmick here was simple enough. Each title would be a 2-syllable compound word, with the second syllable of one book becoming the first syllable of the next. After Breakout in 2002, the next book would logically begin with Out. Outcome would have brought matters full circle, but I don't believe Don seriously considered it. Instead, he dropped the titular sequence and moved on to Nobody Runs Forever. This was not the first title sequence for the series. The early books were all 2-word titles, consisting of a noun preceded by the hunter, the outfit, the mourner, the score, the jugger, the seventh, the handle. And yes, I've omitted book 2, The Man with the Getaway Face. Then came a 4-book score sequence.